Well, hello, friends. This is Mark DeMatteo coming at you with a brand new special message going out to my Great Questions group on this, well, now it's officially the 13th day of August 2017. And the reason I'm sending this to you all, as I'm sure all of you know, we have a significant, and in, I don't want to say unprecedented, but almost very unique, rare, astronomical event coming up on Monday the 21st, and it is being called the Great American Eclipse, the Great American Eclipse, total solar eclipse of 2017. And of course, it's the first one, folks, in 99 years that is going to cross the entire continental United States, coast to coast. And it has been making me reflect on a particular aspect of my journey that I thought, in light of the fact that we're actually having an eclipse, I would take a moment, a few brief moments, and share some thoughts with you that might perhaps, as it did for me, give you a fresh perspective and maybe a new appreciation for what is about to take place. You know, folks, there were two, let me put it this way, contrasting views of our planet and our solar system and our galaxy that were presented to me growing up. And of course, I've been talking a lot about this in the general messages. One, of course, is the fact that everything got here kind of by chance. We're on a very, very insignificant planet in an insignificant solar system in a run-of-the-mill galaxy, kind of in a run-of-the-mill spot in this run-of-the-mill galaxy, and one of only countless billions of galaxies in the cosmos. The other way to look at it is the fact that even though all of those things I just said is true, there are some very, very unique conditions that have occurred on this planet that make it unprecedented. I'm going to use that word again. And so what my studies, part of my studies were to try to find out which of those two lined up more thoroughly. And in that context, solar eclipses were something that I had the opportunity to do a little bit of studying on, a little bit of research on. I heard some information that was shared with me by a number of different astronomers and astrobiologists, as they're called, and people that are in the discipline of astrophysics and things like that. And it really kind of, again, opened my eyes to how unique eclipses are. So, and it's amazing how much of my journey has been about having my eyes opened. There's so many things, folks, that, you know, as I live my life, I've taken for granted about the way this world works and just kind of what goes on around me. And it's easy for all of us to do that. And, you know, I kind of always thought eclipses were kind of cool, but I never really understood the conditions that were required in order to have these very, very unique astronomical events happen. So here's just quickly some things I want to share with you that I learned, and I think they'll be illuminating to you, okay? Number one, in order to have an eclipse occur, you've got to have three factors. Number one, you have to have a luminous body, which is in our case the sun. Next, you have to have an eclipsing body, which in our case, of course, is the moon. Next, you have to have an observation platform, which in our case is the surface of the Earth. All right? Next, each of these components, if you will, need to be lined up. They all have to be lined up in a straight line in space, which seems like that would be kind of not a big deal, but when you consider the distances that are involved and the orbits, it is not something that, and I'll talk a little bit more about that later, it is not something that is just normal. It's a little bit, well, it's rather rare. It's a unique set of circumstances that cause these three platforms or these three aspects of a eclipse to line up, okay? Next, the apparent size of the moon in the sky has to be the same as the apparent size of the sun in the sky. And this has to be to a, and as it turns out, it's to about a half a degree which is very, very significant. All right? I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a moment. Next, the reason why this is the case is because the Sun, interestingly enough, is actually 400 times larger than the Moon, but it is actually exactly 400 times further away. All right? Interestingly enough, this has been an amazing coincidence of factors that astronomers have wondered about for four centuries, okay? And what's interesting about it is the fit is very, very unique. Because what it has done is it has been a key to some very significant scientific discoveries which would not have occurred otherwise. The Sun, folks, actually, as perhaps some of you know, has three layers of atmosphere, all right? Going from the inside to the outside, they are the photosphere, and then the chromosphere, and then the corona. Perhaps most of you have probably heard of some of those before. What is very interesting about a total solar eclipse is the Moon and the Sun fit so perfectly that just the photosphere is blocked out. And this photosphere, not surprisingly based on its name, is actually where the sunlight is produced. All right? And a total solar eclipse allows us to see the two outer layers of the Sun's atmosphere, which are normally invisible to us because we're blinded by the actual light coming from the Sun, not surprisingly. So without the fact that the eclipse was exactly to those dimensions, we would have never been able to see what the chromosphere and the corona are like. Now, to me, I was like, well, that's kind of cool, but what's the big deal about that? Well, it just so happens that by being able to see those last two layers of the star's atmosphere, it opened up what they call stellar astrophysics to us in a way that we would have never been able to access before, and it increased our understanding to a tremendous level of actually, what we understand now about stars. Because the main thing it did was it allowed us to see something called the flash spectrum, all right? And just quickly, you all know that when you take white light, you can actually, through a prism, split it, and you'll get the rainbow colors, right? All the colors are what they call the visible spectrum. Well, what's cool about it is certain elements in stars will block out little portions of that spectrum, and when scientists analyze that, they can get an idea of what kind of elements are in stars. All right, it's called a flash spectrum. So in other words, it just opened up a huge degree of scientific discovery for us. All right, and again, in a way we would have never been able to understand if these interesting set of circumstances did not exist. And folks, let me just say this to you. I found out this is very interesting too. Astronomers have actually checked this, but of all the other planets that we have in our solar system, and checking them against all the other, the 65 major moons in the solar system, the best place in the solar system to view a solar eclipse is from the surface of the Earth, interestingly enough, all right? And furthermore, we are the only planet in the solar system that has a significant atmosphere which is transparent. In other words, it's clear. So it allows us to see through it, okay? Which is something I never really even, really appreciated before, I guess. And it's actually another amazing coincidence that the best place to observe a solar eclipse is on the surface of the Earth, and is the only place, the only place where we happen to have not only a clear atmosphere where we can see it, but where we have observers that can take advantage of that, okay? And so, folks, this is just another in a series of conditions that I discovered, and I'm going to continue to relate to you on this journey, that really pointed to the fact that we are not just a random accident in the cosmos, but something very unique, quite unique. So, no matter where you may happen to be on the day it occurs, whether you are in the actual path of totality, where you'll experience that darkness and get a chance, I guess, it's going to be pretty wild. Or on the far broader area that will experience a partial eclipse, all right? The sun is going to be darkened. I think up here in Northern Virginia, we're going to have like, I think it's either like 50% or 75% darker skies than normal. Isn't that wild? And that's not even the totality. Or even if you're out of its path altogether, everybody's going to be thinking about it on the day that it occurs. On the internet, we're going to see about it and hear about it and read about it, whatever. But perhaps we will all reflect on this unique celestial event with a greater appreciation for all the finely tuned conditions that not only allow a solar eclipse to happen, but also allow us to be alive with eyes to see it and an ideally suited vantage point from which to do so. And folks, in my case, it gave me an even greater sense of wonder for this vast mind that my studies had already proved existed. For here again, as I said when I started out, my eyes had been opened to yet another set of finely tuned conditions which bore the hallmark of careful orchestration rather than blind random chance. Okay, so if any of you are new or not aware of it, all of my other audios are all posted on my website, which is located at markdematteo.com, and that is simply markdematteo.com. Got all my other audios on there. They're all free. It's the Great Questions Group at markdematteo.com or markdematteo.com. DeMatteo is the American way to say it. And DeMatteo is the Italian way to say it. I've had people asking me about that, but I answer to anything that's close. Actually, half the time I call myself Marcus D. It's a little bit simpler. But anyway, good talking to y'all. We are living in a wonderful, amazing reality, and it's great to have these little things, our awareness and appreciation of these things, enhanced, folks, right, as we travel this life's journey. Okay, take care. Talk to you next time. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye now.